customer service. The supervisor you've requested, how may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I just got off the phone with my bank, and I have a $67.73 for this company. It pulled out of my account, and I don't do any kind of online, Amazon, anything, purchases, stuff like that, and I need my money returned back to my account.
I'll be more than happy to look into it in one brief moment. Your first and last name, along with that. Yes, your first and last name. Oh, give me one moment.
It's Idalia Gonzalez, I-D-A-L-I-A, Gonzalez with an S. P.O. Box 28, La Costa, Texas, 78039.
Yes, ma'am, one moment. So, give me one moment. My system just loading. And they were able to locate your account, correct?
They were able to what?
Were they able to locate your profile?
I guess, because she's telling me that she was going to send me to somebody to investigate.
Okay, what's that zip code?
78039. And like I said, I don't order anything online. I don't know how to do stuff like that. And I don't even order Amazon, period. I can't do stuff like that.
Okay. What's the last four digits of the card that the purchase came off of?
6236.
Excuse me. Still here, one moment. Gonzalez. Could it still have to be under someone else's name, maybe?
The what, ma'am?
Could it still have to be under someone else's name, like a spouse or
no,
family
ma'am.
Member?
No, ma'am. I don't have any joints with anybody.
Okay.
And I don't have a husband.
That's understandable. Okay, so Let's see. You said that address was on again. Hello?
Ma'am?
You said your address was again.
My address is P.O. Box 28, La Costa, Texas.
Okay, do you know
the zip code?
Do you know it?
H-E-I-L-D-E-L
Berg Drive?
Yes, Heidelberg Drive. 15875 Heidelberg Drive.
Okay, yes, ma'am. That's what the profile was under. Let's see. The transaction is loading. So, yes, reviewing the profile, it does show that there was a contest I was enrolled into for the KitchenAid mixer. Do you recall entering that contest?
No, ma'am.
Could someone in your household possibly enter the contest to win the KitchenAid mixer?
No.
Alrighty. So we do take fraudulent charges seriously. Whomever made the purchase without your authorization, IP information will link us back to that exact device. We'll provide the information to your local authorities to have whomever prosecuted. And if these are charges that you've made and just not care to pay, then this can result into a fraudulent fine. So I want to go ahead and make sure this is canceled and refunded. It will take 3 to 5 business days for findings to fall back into your account. I do have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Okay, hold on just a minute. Write the number now. Okay, what's the number?
That's going to be C like Charlie.
Okay, what was the number again?
This is the cancellation confirmation. That's going to be C like Charlie.
I can't understand you.
It's C, like Charlie, the letter C.
C?
Correct. 263.
263?
116.
116?
692.
692?
That is correct.
Okay, so the cancellation number is C, like in cat. 263-116692.
That is correct.
Okay, so that you said that's gonna be back on my account in about 5 days.
3 to 5 business days, yes, ma'am.
Okay. All righty, ma'am. Thank you so much.
No problem. I appreciate you for calling customer service, and you enjoy your day.
You too. Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.